Proclamation number 5838 of 28th of December, 1953. Asking the blessing for everything you do. All your efforts are in vain if you don't ask for my blessing, if you don't first commend yourselves to me that I myself work with you. For only my cooperation will ensure the right success and the success of what you plan. Everything is done in vain if my blessing does not rest on it, and my blessing can only come upon you if you submit everything to me and my will. And you, who are diligently active on earth and create in work, but not in connection with me, your God and Lord, your Creator and Father of eternity, should consider this. You, who stand apart from me because you don't acknowledge me, because you don't believe in me and cannot gain this faith either because you don't have the will to do so, you believe yourselves capable of only exploiting earthly life for your selfish purposes. I will not prevent you from your plan, and you can also gain treasures to the greatest extent. Earthly treasures which make you believe to be abundant and powerful. But if my blessing does not rest on them, they will only be detrimental to you, spiritually and earthly, for even if the body has an advantage, the soul will only be burdened by that which serves the body's well-being. But my adversary creates the body's comfort in order to keep the soul in darkness and not to lose it. If only you humans wanted to believe that you only harm yourselves if you live on earth without me. If only you would recognize how much right you thereby grant my adversary and voluntarily give him what you deny me. You cannot become blessed without faith in me, and you do not live forever on earth. Therefore, whatever you achieve on this earth is useless for eternity if you exclude me, if you don't request my blessing, which at the same time secures you protection from the enemy of your souls. You live indifferently and my name is only empty sound. And if you think of me because you have been taught about me, there is nevertheless so little faith in you that you are not afraid of the account you have to give to me. And therefore you live your earthly life irresponsibly and can no longer make up for what you neglected in earthly life. The time is irretrievably lost. But if you would only seriously think about your Creator for once, then the right thoughts would come to you because I will send them to you as soon as you seriously consult yourselves. Yet you refrain from everything that could bring you closer to me, but you use all your strength to create and work earthly and thereby only hand yourselves over to the one who will draw you down into his kingdom again, from which you have already descended. You must not switch me off if you don't want to get lost again for an infinitely long time. You must believe in me, your God and Creator. You must call upon me for my blessing, whatever you undertake. But then blessings will also blossom for you, and then you will create and work for eternity, and your soul will reap the wealth you have acquired on earth. Goods that will last for eternity. Amen.